I draw a lot of women that look like me. The more I paint people who look like me and see other people appreciating it, the more I appreciate myself. So there's a lot of like curly-haired, biracial, interracial looking women and men in my art. And I feel like that's something that I just didn't see in the like kind of goddessy, flowery realm of art and festival and things like that that I really like. So I started drawing it and painting it, and that's how it came about. My name's Abby Mustafa. I'm an artist living in Santa Cruz, California. I grew up in Fort Wayne. I graduated from Indiana University with a degree in political science and an emphasis in sustainability. And now I work in Santa Cruz in art and activism and illustration. When I think of a real American, I think of myself as a real American. My dad is from Sierra Leone, West Africa. My mom's American of like German-Swiss descent. I grew up biracial in a primarily white area in Indiana. I think my parents tried to put me with other people that were like us a lot. And so in school, it was one way, and then at home, it was a very different way. And as an adult, I really appreciate that. As a kid, I didn't. Like, I wanted blonde hair and blue eyes. I wanted to be Jennifer Smith or like Sarah Jones instead of Abby Mustafa. I have just as much right to be here. And I have to remind myself of that sometimes when I'm at the beach and I'm like, oh, there aren't many people that look like me. It's like, yeah, and you're just allowed to be here too. Like, this is just as normal as everyone else being here. That's shifted a lot. But it's a lot of like undoing, unlearning this idea of the American dream, you know, that anyone could come here and like pull yourself up by your bootstraps and make a living and do all these things. That's a narrative. And I don't think that it's a correct narrative. I think that that narrative keeps getting spun to promote this idea. But if that were the narrative that we were going with, then like that would be my family. You know, my dad came here as an immigrant. I'm biracial. I am like this melting pot of all these things. And I'm an entrepreneur and I'm a female. So the idea that like anyone can do anything, I feel like I in theory embody that. But that's the narrative of what we've been taught that America is. And I think it's a dangerous narrative because it's perpetuating this idea that anybody can just come here and do well, when really there's systems that make that untrue. Dissent feels the most American. So when I get to participate in peaceful dissent in these ways that really bring people together and have us show up together, I feel really proud of that. This is one of my favorite pieces because she just has big, beautiful hair and lots of flowers. It's very goddessy. And it's not typically what I had seen growing up when I look at this type of like beautiful woman art. You know, it was a lot of art, like all of Art Nouveau, which is like one of my favorite styles, is it's all, you know, women who don't look like me. So this is one of the pieces that is in contrast to that. And I love it.